tributes have been flowing in Trinidad and Tobago at the passing of former Prime Minister Basdeo Pandey. He was a lawyer who became a prominent trade unionist in Trinidad before becoming the country's fifth Prime Minister from 1995 to 2001. One of the people who knew him well was former minister in his cabinet, Ralph Maraj.
I see Mr. Pandey as a transformative figure in the politics of Trinidad and Tobago, but not only in the politics, in the life, in the whole life of this country. But he was, of course, focused on the politics, and there's where he made his phenomenal contribution. I would say phenomenal, transformative contribution. We will remember that he was the founder, the main force, along with others, of course, in the formation of United Labour Front, which replaced the long-standing Democratic Labour Party as the opposition in Trinidad and Tobago. And Mr. Pandey remained in the opposition as leader of the opposition for a number of years. He then was also extremely instrumental and pivotal in the formation of the National Alliance for Reconstruction. You remember that?
Of course.
That NAR replaced the long-standing reign, as it were, of the People's National Movement, which had been in government for 30 unbroken years. Mr. Pandey was pivotal in that, in the formation of that. In fact, he was supposed to have been, he was earmarked to be the leader of that formation, but of course he ceded, because he was a wise political leader, he ceded to President Mr. A.N.R. Robinson, who became Prime Minister and then President. And so he was able to engineer change in the politics, because the country had grown rather fed up of a rather stale version of the People's National Movement, which kept going on and on and on, which had significant charges of mismanagement and so on against it. Then Mr. Pandey broke with National Alliance for Reconstruction, and he formed what is now the official opposition of Trinidad and Tobago, United National Congress. And he led that party to victory in the 1995 election. In fact, became the first prime minister of this country of East Indian descent to head the government of Trinidad and Tobago. And he brought his constituency, as it were, its rural constituency, mainly rural constituency, into the forefront of the politics, where it had never really been a major force. That was another aspect of its transformation of the politics. And that party and its constituency continues to be a major force in the politics of the country today. Now, whilst the UNC was rural, had an East Indian base, as the PNM would have an urban Afro-Trinidadian base, Mr. Pandey always strove for national unity. He wanted to bring all of the races together into one major force in the country. And we would have seen this happening throughout his career, and that is one of his great legacies. But that is Mr. Pandey's legacy, which is a work in progress, and which has to be continued. He also wanted very, very keen on constitutional reform. Mm-hmm. Constitutional reform, that is another very, very important aspect of it, because he felt under the present constitution, under the present winner-takes-all constitution, large sections of the people are alienated from government. And the same alienation was one that dominated Mr. Pandey's preoccupations, even as a politician.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.